chair to Rita, Adi Leela, chapter number 7, Lord Chaitanya in 5 features. And we'll be reading text 34 today. Before we begin, I would like to seek blessings of the assembled Vaishnavas that you see fit to bestow your mercy upon me so that I can speak something from this great scripture that is Chaitanya Charitamrita. By the mercy of Vaishnavas, is anything possible, so please see fit. So text 34 is on the board. We can repeat responsibly, and then we'll read the translation purport. Try to speak something. We will probably be finishing a little bit early today. We want to facilitate book run, so we're loading books from the van for the marathon. Okay, but before we begin, please repeat. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Vita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Vita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Vita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Chami Shavak Sarachila Grihasta Shame. Anchanim Shati Vashale Koilayati Dharme. Chavishavat Sarachila Grihasta Ashrame.
Chavishavat Sarachila Grihasta Ashrame.
Anchanim Shati Vashe Kaila Yati Dharme.
Anchanim Shati Vashe Kaila Yati Dharme.
Chavishavat Sarachila Grihasta Ashrame.
Chavishavat Sarachila Grihasta Ashrame.
Anchanim Shati Vashe Koila Yati Dharme.
Anchanim Shati Vashe Koila Yati Dharme.
Someone else, please.
Chabisha Vatsara Chila Grihastha Ashrame.
Chabisha Vatsara Chila Grihastha Ashrame.
Anchanim Shati Vashe Koila Yati Dharme.
Anchanim Shati Vashe Koila Yati Dharme. Chabisha Bhatshara Chila Grihastha Ashrame. Mamcha Vimshati Varshe Koila Jati Dharme.
Ladies, please.
Chabisha Bhatshara Chila Grihastha Ashrame. Panchavim Shati Varse Koila Jati Dharme. Chabisha Vatsara Chila Gyastha Ashrame. Panchavim Shati Varse Koila Jati Dharme.
Word for word. Chabisha.
Chabisha.
24.
24.
Vatsara.
Vatsara.
Years.
Yes.
Chila.
Chila.
He remained.
He remained.
Grihastha.
Grihastha.
Householder life.
Householder life.
Ashrame.
Ashrame.
The order of.
The order of.
Pancha.
Pancha.
Five.
Five.
Vimshate.
Vimshate.
20.
20.
Varshe.
Varshe.
In the year.
In the year.
Koila.
Koila.
Did.
Did.
Yati Dharme.
Yati Dharme.
Accepted the sannyas order.
Accepted the sannyas order.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained in householder life for 24 years, and on the verge of his 25th year, he accepted the sannyas order. Purport. There are four orders of spiritual life, namely brahmacharya, grihastha, vanaprastha, and sannyas. And each of these ashrams And in each of these ashrams, there are four divisions. The divisions of the Brahmachari ashram are Savitraya, Prajapatya, Brahma, and Brihat. And the divisions of the Grihastha ashram are Varta, professionals, Sanchaya, accumulators, Shalina, those who do not ask anything from anyone, and Shilochana, those who collect grains from the paddy fields. Similarly, the divisions of Vanaprastha ashram are Vaikanasa, Valakilya, Audumbara, and Penapa. And the divisions of Sannyas are Kutichaka, Bahudaka, Hamsa, and Nisriya. There are two kinds of sannyasis, who are called Dhiras and Nanotamas, as stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam 1:13, 26, and 27. At the end of the month of January, in the year 1432, Shakabda, that's AD 1510, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the sannyas order from Keshava Bharati, who belonged to the Shankara Sampradaya. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Achakshuram Militam Gina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Gena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Gurum Shri Yuta Parakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitham Thamsa Jeevam Sadvaitam Savadutam Harijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vithamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Devacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Verse again, Chavi Shabbat Sarachila Vihasta Ashrame, Panchavim Shati Vashe, Kaila Yati Dame. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained in householder life for 24 years. And on the verge of his 25th year, he accepted the sannyas order. A lot of very detailed information in this purport chator Arnyam Vayashisham Mudakala Babhagashaha from the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna explains that these four orders of life I have created, and they're established by me for all men to follow, but he also explains that he's above and beyond them. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here, it's explained, he remained in householder life for 24 years, and at the age of 25, he accepted the renounced order of life. So, without getting into too much of these details, I just thought I would more try to focus on the reason why Lord Chaitanya accepted the sannyas order. The sannyas order, most of us are familiar with, but those of us who don't know, sannyas means that one dedicates himself to the mission of God, or the mission of Krishna, and spreading the teachings of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam throughout the world to those people or personalities who are bereft of that knowledge or wisdom. The ancient wisdom of the Vedic scriptures or the books of knowledge from India holds a wealth of information for all of us, for the whole world. For so many years, this knowledge had been, as Srila Prabhupada, our founder, explains, it had been kind of, not exactly trapped, but sealed within the Sanskrit language of ancient India. And only really when our founder, Srila Prabhupada, made his voyage west to New York and from there many cities beyond, did this the true essence of the wisdom of the ancient Vedic culture become revealed to humanity at large, to the whole world. Srila Prabhupada, following in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who we're hearing about here, who took sannyas, or took to this renounced order, means that he gave up his family life in order to, as Srila Prabhupada would often describe, develop and cultivate a larger family. He explained in one talk that although having left his family in India, in Calcutta, but now he had thousands of children all over the world. So means that there's also an idea of spiritual family. So Srila Prabhupada and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, as we see here now where he's at the age of 25 taking to this renounced order, he will travel all over southern India and many other parts of India just simply chanting Krishna's holy names, like we see the devotees going up and down Oxford Street and become famous throughout London. I've shared this before with devotees. We mentioned how one film company did a survey of what are the things that you would need to see in a movie in order to know that it was London. And there was an independent survey done, and the top three things were red double-decker buses, black cabs, and saffron-clad Hare Krishnas chanting in the street. So I was speaking with someone the other day from kind of a prominent position in the council, and they were explaining that the Hare Krishnas have become a London icon. Jai Shri Shivaya Londonishwara Ki Jai Jagannath Adi Sumatra Mahanadi Ki Jai Shri Shri Gauri Tai Ki Jai Giri Govindana Ki Jai Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. So what does it mean to take to this renounced order? It means to dedicate oneself completely to the service of God, to the service of Krishna. And with all one's body, mind, and words, to do whatever one can to share Krishna with others. In one sense, it's very simple. It means that one is dedicated to trying to cultivate a mood of compassion and to help others. As we can see in the world around us now, many people are suffering in so many ways. Many times we focus on those people who are suffering from famine or suffering from different types of natural disasters, be it earthquakes or floods or monsoon or whatever, extreme heat. So we kind of look at these people as being poor people that need help. But Srila Prabhupada helped us to understand that it's not just these people who are suffering. In fact, everyone is suffering. Because if we don't understand that we're actually spiritual beings, then we're lost. It means that we're very confused. And it means that we'll be performing activities in a forgetful consciousness or in a state of mind that will lead us to do things that will only ultimately be harmful for us in the long run. Many of us, or most everyone, goes through the quote-unquote teenage years where we are so much eager seeking to find some understanding of what is the real meaning of life or what is the real goal of being here. You know, we start to realize ourselves as an individual person, as someone distinct from our parents, someone distinct from family, teachers, colleagues, and we begin to think, what is the goal? Who am I? We begin to inquire like this, many people at a young age. Unfortunately, there's not always real answers given to these pertinent or most important questions. In fact, many times people are told there are no answers to these questions, or the answer is to just maybe get an education and settle into family life and work hard, earn money, and that's it. Basically, that's the goal of life. Many people find that this answer is pretty daunting without anything higher offered. Of course, performing these activities, in one sense, is not at all wrong. But as Srila Prabhupada explained, that just material assets like knowledge or education or business or family or friends or items like whatever, your iPod or your car or job, whatever it is, these material objects or assets in life, they actually have no real value. He explained that their value is zero. He said, but if you put a number one in front of many zeros, then you have something of great value. And Srila Prabhupada explained that the one that you have to put in front of all of these things is Krishna. So if we actually put God into the equation of all of these material assets, whether it be education or profession or family or friends, then we have something with deep intrinsic value. But otherwise, without God, it means that we leave out the most important thing. And therefore, we will put ourselves in the center and we'll try to exploit or enjoy these material assets for our own benefit. And this exploitation of the material energy is what gets us into very big trouble. We can see in the world that we live in today, because of persons in high posts or positions in the finance industry trying to exploit resource, now many people are suffering. Recently, myself, Baba Bhakti, going around to different businesses in London and speaking to the owners or managing directors to try to encourage them to sponsor books or give some contribution. And over the last couple of years that I've been going, seeing many people hit, especially small businesses, hit very hard by the recession, hit by the fact that a few people were very eager to get very wealthy, and because of that, so many other people are now suffering. Meanwhile, the government is spending billions. We just saw, I forget, 85 billion euros that the government, the European government, is planning to spend to bail out Ireland. So all of this is due to a few people who are very eager to exploit the material energy, and now what is happening? So many people are suffering. Why? Because they don't understand the connection to all of this money, to all of this material asset, to God, to Krishna. So therefore, they think, I am the enjoyer, and they think that I can exploit and reap the benefits for myself. But ultimately, it's all going to be taken away, or your overindulgence is going to cause some suffering, either to yourself or ultimately to someone else. Ishibhasya Madam Sarvam, the Sri Shupanishad explains that one cannot take actually more than one's own, like, allotted wealth. One has a determined amount that they should receive in this life, and if one tries to accumulate more and more and more, one may accumulate, but one also may lose. Because actually there's a certain amount, and if we try to take more than what is our allotted wealth, then that equals greed, and that greed means suffering. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had taken the order of sannyas in order to spread this wisdom and knowledge to help people, to assist others in coming to a platform of understanding Krishna and the wisdom that Krishna has given us in order to assist us in reclaiming our true identity, which is as spiritual beings, spirit souls, who are eternally connected with God, with Krishna, in a loving relationship that is blissful and joyful, which is why when people are chanting Hare Krishna, they're easily dancing, singing. George Harrison from the Beatles, he explained the thing that impressed him most about the devotees wasn't the deep philosophy, it was the fact that despite whether it was cold or hot or raining or snowing or whatever, the devotees were going out on the street and they were singing and dancing. And he said he could see that so much devotion was there because no matter what the elements, the devotees were still determined to go out. Just wanted to share one quick story that was told to me yesterday. I think it's been forwarded now on the London forum, email forum, but of one nun in Warsaw, in Poland, and she became very disturbed by the fact that ISKCON was becoming prominent in Warsaw, in Poland. And so therefore she called out a lawsuit, or took out a lawsuit against the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and took the devotees to court. And her claim in court was that that this Krishna Consciousness movement is misguiding people, misguiding humanity. Why? Because they're focusing the worship of everyone on an individual, this Krishna, who is basically unmoralistic because he married 16,000 wives. So this was her contestment against God, who of course can do whatever he likes, at least we forget, and her being a woman of the cloth. But the lawyers on the devotee side in court requested this nun to please recite her vows that she took at the time of becoming a nun. And she refused. She said, no, I won't. And then the solicitor said, well, Your Honor, if you don't mind, I would like to recite the vows for her so she can remember and we can all hear what vows she took. So the judge said, yes, please go ahead. So he said, if I'm not mistaken, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but the vow that a nun takes at the time of her initiation into nunhood states that I now marry Jesus Christ for the rest of my life. So the judge said, oh, is this correct? Asked the nun, and the nun said, yes. And the solicitor said, so therefore, who is more of a debauchee? Our Krishna, who married 16,000 wives, or your Lord Jesus, who has millions of wives all over the country? And the nun's head kind of hung in shame, and the judge said, this case is dismissed. So I just thought this was quite humorous. Of course, not wishing to deride Jesus in any way, but just that sometimes people get these confused ideas about what is religion and what is irreligion. Okay, so we'll finish now. And if everyone can please help, we need to go and unload the van full of books so that we can distribute them to the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada and the worships. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Bhartarayana Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki, Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda ki,
Jai
Devra Mukhi. So before we go, we'll just read the Sankham Sutras. Krishna's Community Shop. He distributed two books for 192 Lakshmi points.